KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear sky. It's 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In local news, Atlantic Assistant High School Principal and Athletic Director Matt Alexander has reportedly been selected to become the superintendent of the Otobolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove, or Otobolt Arthur OABCIG, school district. A message on the district's webpage says, the OABCIG board is excited to announce a verbal acceptance from Matt Alexander to be the next superintendent of the district. The board will approve his contract formally on Tuesday, February 27th, beginning at noon. Alexander interviewed for the position February 20th. If the verbal agreement is formalized in writing, Alexander would succeed newly reorganized OABCIG District Superintendent Terry Keneally, who is retiring from education. Other candidates who interviewed last week and considered for the position include Adam Zellmer, Director of Teaching and Learning at Webster City Community School District in Webster City, Marshall Lewis, Superintendent of Kimball Community School District in Kimball, Nebraska, John Chalstrom, Project Coordinator for Alan Gray Associates from Sioux City, and David Goody, Junior and Senior High School Principal at Riverside Community Schools in Oakland. A total of 18 applications were received for the superintendent position. Alexander has declined to comment on the offer until after the OABCIG board meets tomorrow and finalizes the matter. Matt Alexander has lived in Atlantic for 23 years and has served in the Atlantic School District for 16 years. He started out as math and social studies teacher, became the Schuler Elementary Principal and ACSD Curriculum Director, and was hired as the High School Assistant Principal and Activities Director in 2013. Red Oak police report a woman was arrested last night on an active Page County warrant for violation of probation. 19-year-old Cheyenne Joyce Blank of Shenandoah was arrested at around 7:40 p.m. in the 600 block of East Reed Street. Blank was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two juveniles ages 11 and 14 were arrested Sunday for criminal trespass following an investigation into a report of two people being on the railroad tracks and placing items on the tracks and then leaving them there. The youth were located at 7th Avenue and Villisca on the BNSF tracks. They were brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and processed before being given juvenile referrals and being released to the custody of family members. Their names were not released due to their age. The Montgomery County Communications Center says it received a call at around 2:15 a.m. Sunday about a rollover accident near Red Oak with the possibility of multiple persons injured. An investigation determined a vehicle had rolled over near the intersection of Highway 34 and Ironwood Avenue. At the southeast part of the intersection, there were vehicle tracks and items from the bed of the pickup located. The vehicle, a 2005 Chevy Silverado, was located in a ditch near K Avenue on 140th Street. The owner, 22-year-old Alec R. Thomas of rural Elliott, was found at his residence. Thomas admitted that he'd been the driver of the pickup. He told authorities he lost control of the vehicle on the icy road surface after swerving to avoid hitting a deer. The pickup entered the east ditch and overturned, coming to rest on its wheels. Thomas drove out of the field and took his two passengers to a residence in Red Oak. One of the passengers, 22-year-old Austin D. Brokaw of Cavour, South Dakota, was transported from the residence to the hospital to be treated for minor injuries. He was subsequently released, and another passenger, 20-year-old Colton Robinson of Red Oak, was not injured. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $7,500. Icy roads contributed to an injury accident Saturday morning near Minden. The Iowa State Patrol reports 23-year-old William James Andrew Sadizic of Council Bluffs was transported to Murtu Hospital in Harlan after he lost control of the vehicle and crashed a 2001 Oldsmobile Alero he was driving. The accident happened around 8:30 a.m. on Interstate 80 westbound near the Minden exit. The patrol says Sadizic's car went out of control on the ice-covered road and entered the gore between I-80 and the westbound on-ramp from Minden. The vehicle continued over the on-ramp and struck two linear posts before coming to rest in the north ditch. Sadizic, who had been wearing a seatbelt, complained of pain and was transported by private vehicle to the hospital where he was located by the State Patrol during their accident investigation. And officials of the Stewart Police Department said Saturday that late Friday night officers stopped a vehicle after witnessing it traveling the wrong direction on a one-way street. Inside the vehicle, they recovered over 1 pound of marijuana and various items of drug paraphernalia. Two search warrants were later served at a home in Stewart and rural Adair County, where more marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and prescription medications were recovered. No names were immediately released. Two suspects were arrested and faced felony drug charges, with more charges possible following completion of an investigation. In the funeral announcement, announcements. Virgil Henriksen, age 87, of Audubon, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Virgil Henriksen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Dick Gross, age 83, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Celebration of life services for Dick Gross will be today at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Ruby Jane Paulson, age 92, of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died February 23rd at Josie Harper Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Ruby Paulson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has the arrangements. Dorothy Brammer, age 89, of Panora, died Wednesday in Guthrie Center. A funeral mass for Dorothy Brammer will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Robert Buck, age 94, of Shelby, died Thursday in Harlan. Funeral services for Robert Buck will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Marianne Elaine Weddle, age 80, of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for Marianne Weddle will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Abundant Life Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ken Knutson, age 97, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Ken Knutson will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Cynthia Pedersen, age 68, of Des Moines, died Thursday at her home. Memorial services for Cynthia Pedersen will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.